Hello everybody, I'm Chris Beale.
And I'm Sean Castle.
And this is I'm Stumped. This is the second in our summer segment series. And whether you be lying outside enjoying the sunlight or working hard like Sean and myself here, this is definitely the podcast for you. Our first episode was about food and this episode is now about exams. This can be a time of year that all students will feel the pressure of exams. So we thought the best way to help you to chill out and relax would be to produce a podcast explaining how to get the most out of your revision, how to chill out after your exams, and just how to stay groovy. So, without further ado, our first question. Take it away, Sean.
Thanks, Chris. And the first question today has been sent in by Dave in Birmingham. And Dave says, "Dear Chris and Sean, I listen to the show every week, and I love your work, so keep it up." So thanks for that, Dave. It's always nice to have you on board. And Dave wants to know, what is the best way or most interesting way to get your paper cancelled whilst you're in an exam? Chris?
Well, there's always the classic of bringing in some sort of novelty whoopee cushion. That's a bit of a classic. I suppose you could projectile vomit over everyone. I don't know if you like brought some of the. This is a pretty rubbish answer to this question so far. So maybe you should take it.
Well, how about I thought bring in your mobile phone and don't turn it off. You often mobile phones go off, don't you? So it'd be fun if you were sitting there and you rang one of your friends' mobiles and whilst they were doing their exam and got their paper cancelled.
That's pretty harsh. But what I think would be a really cool thing is, you know, like in wars, they have like one of those things that can like turn any phone that anyone's got into like sort of like a homing device kind of thing. If you could somehow like phone everyone's phone and even though they're off, set them off, like everyone in the whole hall.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. But also, how about you could also ring Domino's and get pizza delivered?
That'd be great.
So you're sitting there doing your maths exam,
and you give them like the number in the row of your seat, so then they can come on to you with the pizza.
I know. You're sitting there doing your maths exam, and a meat feast comes on and plonked on your desk. That'd be quite a good way to kick you out, and tripping the invigilators up as they walk past. That's always another good.
Yeah, because they always have like such heavy footsteps. I don't know whether they have like special like examination shoes, which sort of, you know, when they walk behind you, and then they have always have that really rasping breath. It's like, and they sit right behind, they stand right behind you and look over your shoulder going, and it's just, oh, It's just the most annoying thing ever. So yeah, tripping over. Good idea.
Yeah, this does look like half of them look like they're going to drop dead the week after, doesn't it? So that old, some of them.
I mean, that's the only job they can do now. You know, they're just they've got to that age where they're getting a bit senile. And all they're fit to do now is to stand around making annoying noises, trying to put all the kids who are trying to do their exams off, you know.
So are there any other ways than you can think of, if you at home are listening, or wherever you are, and think, yes, I've got a better answer to today's question, then please send in your suggestions to the usual addresses on Twitter, email, and soon on Facebook. So thanks. And iTunes as well. Make sure you iTunes us.
Make sure you iTunes in.
Everybody, I'm Bruce Forsyth. Nice to see you.
Bruce!
I'm here to play University Higher or Lower. So sure, starting with Southampton, York, Higher or Lower?
I think I'm going to go for Higher, Bruce.
Oh, let's see. Is it higher or lower? Oh yes, look at that. It's higher. See, you're on the board. Now, next. Bath. Higher or lower?
You know, with Bath, I'm going to go for higher, Bruce.
We're saying higher. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not higher. Thanks for playing, though. On behalf of myself and Sean and everyone here, see you next week. And remember, Bruce's price is always right.
On that note, it is important to make sure that you have plenty of foresight for your exams. It is also good to not be that joker, but to be that ace in the hole, making sure that you're up there, playing your cards right.
Ace in the pack, not ace in the hole.
Do well in your exams. So, on with our next question. It comes from Bill in Chichester, and he says, "Dear, I'm stumped. How is the best way to revise, and what should I do once I've done my revision to chill out?" Shawnee boy?
Well, Bill, there are many ways you can revise. One of them is to stick notes on the wall, and another could be to keep reading over your stuff over and over again, and that way it should sink into your mind. Your mind's like a sponge, isn't it? Too much information, and the sponge can't take any more in. And then
that's a good metaphor there, Sean. It's like a fat person eating food, like in our last episode. You can only eat as much as you can, and then you have to throw it all up and start it all over again. And in Sean's case, it means that he has short-term memory loss, which means he forgets things all almost instantly, don't you, Sean?
Who are you?
How many times, Sean? Just how many times? As to how you would chillax after you've done your revision, it's always good to take your mind off of whatever you've been doing. So if you've got any lovely lady friends to go and entertain, or whether you have any clubs you can go to, or you know, a bit of stress relief, some computer games, but you want to kind of set yourself a timer.
I knew
it. It's been on there too long.
I knew an ice cream man. No, one of my friends' dad was an ice cream man. And he was into
What's this got to do with the question?
Exams. He dropped out of college and failed his exams and then went on to become an ice cream man. And he was into BDSM.
No, we're not putting this in.
No wonder he's called Mr. Whippy. So again, once again, thank you for listening to the show this week. We've had quite an action-packed show. Thanks again to Chris for being here.
That's right, quite right, Sean. And thank you to you for joining me on this intrepid quest into the unknown.
Jobs of the Summer is the topic next week. And you can also contact us, being recently set up, our I'm Stumped Facebook profile. Just search on Facebook, I'm Stumped Podcast, with cast being the second name, because we tried to be a person, and we got onto Facebook. So we beat the system there, I think, just a bit. And you've hit that mic, and it's gone through the roof with the sound there.
So yeah, become our friends. Make comments easier. Get the latest gossip straight to your glory hole.
Please send in any comments or abuse, and we'll get through the post bag and find them and read them out on the next show. So, once again, thank you for listening, and we shall see you all next week.
10 minutes is gone. 10 minutes, it's done.